Watermelon Harvest. David Sparks, Idaho Agribusiness Today. Took a little trip down to Hagerman, Idaho to meet up with Sean Scoresby, who is the director of Hagerman Watermelons.
Starting out in the spring, we mark out our fields and we actually plant a wheat strip in between each row that helps for wind protection. Come harvest time, we'll get to see a lot of those different practices. First thing, we have a crew that goes through and cuts them. And they decide which watermelon are ripe and ready to go, and they'll roll them over to make them easier for the next crew to identify. And then as they come through, they pick them up and put them on a conveyor that we have, and that does most of the work for it, loads them up into the trailer, and then they pull them off and pack them into the trailer. And then we bring them back here into our yard, where they're unloaded again by hand onto a conveyor sorting system, and it weighs them and sorts them according to their sizes. And then we pack them in bins according to their size out there. Yep. And then we store them here in our facilities until weight shipment. Without the H2A program, we couldn't do this. We got about just over 30 employees overall. Most of our stuff comes in, sits about one day, and goes out the next day. Some of those that go to a distribution center, they might sit there for a couple of days before they make it out to the stores. And then by the time the store has it for a few days and the consumer picks it up, that pretty much uses up its whole life. So the quicker we can get them out there, the end product is a lot better for the consumer.
Sean's crews also deliver into Wyoming and Utah. Pretty good little business. David Sparks, in association with the Ag Information Network.